For Libyans, one big hardship of the campaign against Muammar Gaddafi is a gas shortage. A NATO naval blockade keeps tankers away from Libyan ports, and inside the country, fighting has put a stop to nearly all oil refining. That's led to long gas lines, lines that stretch as far as the eye can see. Though if you are a woman, the wait to fill up is a lot shorter. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson begins her report at a special gas station in Tripoli.
At first glance, it's clear that something about this Gorgi neighborhood gas station is different than others. For one, the queue to get in is only a few blocks long and orderly. For another, the vehicle's occupants are all female. That's because this gas station is for women drivers only, and not because Libya is a Muslim country that practices public segregation of the sexes. In fact, Muammar Gaddafi is seen by many in Libya as an emancipator of women. He elevated many of them to powerful posts to create allies to help bolster his regime. But Libyan officials say for safety reasons, the government felt it best for women not to be out all night in gas lines. Even in the daytime, frustrated male drivers can be seen arguing with Libyan authorities and scuffling among themselves while they wait for their turn at the pump. So the government-run oil company established two women-only gas stations in Tripoli, says Mabarka Mohammed Al-Mansouri, the 36-year-old volunteer who is in charge of the Gorgi station.
Women can't stand in the men's line because they are very, very long. She has to do things at home, like caring for her children.
The other women-only station closed because of the growing fuel shortage. Mansouri says it's gotten so bad that since last week, women who come here are permitted to fill up their tanks only once a week. Still, customers like Samira Ahmed praise the women-only station, which is open from 9 a.m. to midnight. She says it cut down her waiting time from 1 week to 24 hours. Not that she waits here all night. She and other female drivers line up, then lock up their cars and return the next morning. Attendants quickly fill up the tanks of the cars that are for the most part pushed into the station. But the shortage is making life hard for Libyans. Najia Majdoub says she hasn't visited her relatives in months because she's afraid to use her car for anything other than getting to the mosque where she works as a teacher. It's also clear that for Gaddafi's army, running out of fuel would pose a far bigger problem than NATO's sporadic air campaign. At a Sunday press conference, spokesman Musa Ibrahim deflected questions on how much fuel his government has left.
But surely, as you can see from the queues, it's not enough. Vital, vital services to the population are not being performed because of the fuel shortage.
He urged journalists to report on that rather than recent rebel assaults around a town west of here that is home to Gaddafi's last working oil refinery. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Tripoli.